Good morning, everyone. I'm Lan Yue Lu. Today, I'm happy to talk about our recent project, Whiskey, Separating Keys from Values in SFT Conscious Stories. This is a joint work with Tanu Pillai and our advisor, Andrew Apachidusu and Ramsey Apachidusu. Persistent keyless door play a critical role in modern data-intensive applications, such as web indexing, e-commerce, and social networks. And the various local and the distributed keyless door are proposed based on different data structures, hash table, B-trees, and log structure merge trees. Among all these keyless doors, LSM trees become the state of art. They are optimized for write-intensive workload. They provide advanced features such as snapshot and range queries. So they are widely deployed in large companies such as Bigtable and LevelDB used at Google, and HBase, Cassandra, and RocksDB at Facebook. So why LSM tree are so popular? Actually, originally LSM tree was proposed for hard drive. It always batch and write data sequentially to the disk. And we know that the disk has high sequential throughput. Sequential access can be up to 1,000 faster than random access. However, we argue that LSM tree are not optimized for SSDs. We are sure that the compaction thread in the LSM tree will introduce large I/O amplifications, and this can waste a large amount of device resource. And it also doesn't use any unique characteristic of SSDs. For example, SSD have fast random reads. It also have abundant internal parallelisms. So our solution is we propose a LSM tree based on keyless store we call is Whiskey. The main idea is we want to decouple the sorting and garbage connection in the LSM tree by separating keys from values. So here I show a very simple animations. So in original LSM tree, the key and the value are always stored together. And when you move the key value pair, you have to move the both key and the values. In our Whiskey, we separate them by store the value in a separate value log. And we only store the key and the value address as a new key-value pair in the original LSM tree. So in this manner, when you're sorting or compaction, you don't need to move value along with the key. So and we also harness the SSD's internal parallelism for range queries. And we have an online and lightweight garbage connection for the value log. And finally, we can show that this can minimize the I/O amplification and also be crash consistent. So our evaluation results show that Whiskey compared with LevelDB, we can have up to 111 times faster for random loading and also can be 14 times faster for random lookup. So this is the outline of the talk. First, I will briefly describe some LSM tree background. Then I will describe our key idea, key value separations. After that, I also describe a series of challenge and optimization opportunities based on this simple idea. And finally, I will show some evaluation results and conclude. So first, let me describe a little bit about a typical LSM tree implementation, LevelDB, how it works. So here we have a memory, we have a disk. And on the disk, LevelDB have one log file and many table files. And the log file is used for crash, then you can recover from log file. And for the table file, every table file basically it stores a series sorted key value pairs. And the LevelDB partition the database to multiple small table files. And it also logically partitions the files into multiple levels. Here we can see from level 0 to level 6. And for every level, they have a size limit. For example, for L1, the maximum size is 10 megabytes and then increase 10 times for the next level. So now assume that user want to insert a key value pair. The step is like follow. First, they insert to the log file. So if you crash, then finally you can recover from the log file. Then it will insert to a mem table. A mem table basically is a in-memory skip list. It's sorted key value pair in memory. And once the mem table reaches its set limit, and the mem table will become immutable. And a compaction thread will flush the whole mem table to a disk become a table file. And table file basically is immutable. It always writes sequential. It will never do random in-place update. And because every level they have a size limit, so when one of the level reaches size limit, a background compaction thread will pick one file from previous level and find the server file in next level which have key overlapped. Then read all the file in the memory and do sorting, then remove the invalid covariant pairs, then write the remaining valid covariant pair to the next level. So this process is called compaction. And we can see that this compaction can introduce a large amount of I/O amplifications. So in summary, SMTree always writes sequential, it sorted the data for quick lookups, and the sorting and the garbage connection are bundled together in this compaction thread. Now let's look at how you do the lookups. So when the user says, I want to look up a key value pairs, the step will be following. First is look whether they already have in the memory mem table. If not there, then they will search for the first level called L0. Because L0 are table files directly flushed from mem table, so the file in the L0 can overlap. So basically, they will search all the files in the L0 to find a match. If they didn't find the L0, then they have to find from level 1, level 2, until level 6. And because level 1 to level 6 are generated by compaction thread, so for each level, the different files will not have key range overlapped. So you only need to read one file from level 1 to level 6. So basically, we can see that for lookup, have to do many random reads to different files. And if your value are in the low level, then that means you have to travel many levels. That means you have to read multiple files. So we argue that this kind of structure can generate a large I/O amplifications. Let's do a very simple experiment. So here, what we want to do is first, we random load a 100 gigabyte database. That means the key range are random. In this case, the background compaction will do a lot of sortings. So on the graph, the black bar shows the right amplification of LevelDB. So here, that means 14. That means when the user only insert 100 gigabyte data to the database, the LevelDB actually write 1.4 terabyte data to the SSD. So this is a huge amount of extra traffic. And we also like issue several random lookups to the random generated database, and we also measure how much data they read from the device. And here we can see the read amplification even higher, over 300. Because for random lookup, you probably have to travel many levels, and for every level, you have to read the file, you have to read the indexing, read the Bloom filter, and there are many actual reads. So the problem is, it's somewhat like SMTree has large write and read amplifications, and we want to solve this problem. So now I'll talk about our main idea, key value separations. As I just described, the main performance cost of SMTree is because of compaction thread. And when compaction thread does is, we constantly read multiple files into memory, do the sorting, and then write back. And the main idea is motivated by simple observation. The compaction actually only cares about sorting the keys. It doesn't matter the values, right? So basically, we want to decouple the sorting the keys and the garbage collection of values into separate place. So this is a basic layout of WISKEY. We have a LSM tree that's similar to the recent ones, and we also maintain a separate value logs. So now assume the user insert a new covariant pairs. So we first append the value to a sequential log, and once this is returned, then we have address of the values. Then the address of the value and the original key will contract a new covariant pairs. Then we insert this as original LSM tree. So this is our simple layout. So now you can see that when you do a lookup, actually we have to do two steps. First, issue a lookup to original SM tree, find the value address. Then issue another read to value log to find the values. So whether this is effective, I will show two very simple experiments. So first, let's look at the random load performance. So here, basically, we load 100 gigabyte of random covariant pairs. For this graph, the x-axis we show different value size from the 64 bytes to 256 KB. And the key size always become constant, like 16 bytes. And the y-axis we show the throughput. First, we can see the LevelDB has very low throughput, even running on SSD. So our SSD has peak read performed about 400 megabytes per second. And LevelDB only reach about from 2 megabytes to 4 megabytes per second, about 1% of the device bandwidth. Why? Because the write amplification can be up to 12 to 16. That means for every 1 byte you write to device, LevelDB write about 16 bytes. So over 95% of device bandwidth are used by the compaction process. And in the whiskey, because we decouple them, so our SM tree will become much smaller. When your tree is smaller, then that means compaction thread doesn't have much work to do. So they will not introduce many background traffic. So now let's go a little further about describe why this happens. Let's look at one data point. For 1 KB value size, what's the structure of LevelDB and WhiskKey? So here, basically, I want to show the file layout of LevelDB and WhiskKey. So on the left column, we show the number of the files limit on each level. For example, L1, original LevelDB architecture, maximum is 5, then 50, 500, like this. Then we show the number of files on LevelDB once our render load is finished. First, you can see that this is a large LSM tree. Some file probably have to travel from level 0 to level 5. That means the same file can be repeatedly read from the disk, sorting the memory, and write back again and again. And this can introduce a lot of I/O traffic. And once you have this large SM tree, and we also can find that, for example, for level 2, the limit is 50 files. But LevelDB finally, when they finish, they have over 300. Why that happens? Because the compaction thread cannot catch up with foreground workload. And once you cannot catch up, then you have to periodically store the foreground I/O, right? And once you have this unbalanced LevelDB, then that means the next time, even you only need to look up, when you open the database, the compaction thread will immediately start doing continue its unfinished work. So that also can affect the future workload. And when you do a lookup, because of so large M tree, so you have to travel many levels. So that also can slow down your lookup. Now let's look at the WhiskKey structure. Because we separate the key and the values, so our SM tree can be much smaller, right? We only have like 300 files there. And the smaller SM tree have many benefits. First, they have less compaction traffic, right? It's easy to finish. Second, you have fewer levels to travel when you do a lookup. You don't need to travel many levels. And because SM tree is so small, it's also easier to have better caching performance. Okay, so now let's look at how the lookup performance looks like. So here what we do is we just use 100K render lookup to the original generated database, and then we measure the lookup performance. Here we also can see that LevelDB's lookup performance is not that great, and the WhiskKey is much better than that. The reason is like we have a small SM tree. So even in the step, we need to extra read to value log, but most of the time we are doing much fewer number of read compared with original LevelDB. So this is the main idea of key vendor separation. Based on this simple idea, actually, we also have to handle server challenges and opportunities. I will talk about how we handle range query, how we do garbage connection, and how we optimize the original SM tree log. So range query is an important API for modern applications, such as relational database and local file systems, and even distributed file systems. Range query basically will scan a range of key vendor pairs. Now let's first look at the read performance of modern SSDs. So here we have a very simple device, basic Samsung 840 EVO SSD. This is a middle class SSD. And in this graph, we show the random read, sequential read performance. So in this graph, XSS, we show different read request size from 1 KB to 256K. And Y-axis, we show the read throughput. And we have three lines here. The top red line shows the sequential read performance. So basically, they always can reach the limit, about 500 megabytes per second. And the bottom blue line shows that the random read performance of a single thread. So we can see that for small request size, you have a huge gap between random read and sequential read, right? But the interesting part is in the between. In the between, the black line shows the parallel random read performance of 32 threads. So we can see that for a fairly large request size, the parallel random read can match the sequential performance. And this is just a mid-class SSD. For current high-end SSD, the gap between parallel random read and sequential read are even smaller. And we want to utilize this kind of characteristics. So we have some challenges to handle range query, right? So in original LevelDB, because they store the key and the value together, so when you do a scan, actually you can read key and value pair together. But for whiskey, because we separate the key and the value into different places, so when you do a range query, actually you have to jump between them. So basically, you will have many random reads. So the solution is we want to leverage the parallel random read of modern SSDs. Because the range query interface is based on you seek to a place, then you call a series of next, next, and pre to get all the key value pairs. And this kind of interface is very easy to detect it whether this is a sequential scan or not. So once we detect it, this is a sequential scan, then we can use a background prefetch pool to issue multiple parallel random reads to the device to prefetch the key value pairs. So when you really read the key value pair, you already cache in the memory. So now let's look at its performance. So in this graph, what we do is we just read a 4 gigabyte of data from a random load 100 gigabyte database, and the x-axis still shows the different value size, and y-axis will show the throughput. Here we can see that for small value size, WhiskyTree are worse than LevelDB, because as I showed before, for small request size, even parallel random read still have some gap between the sequential read. But when the request size increases to fairly large, actually we can get better performance than LevelDB. So basically, like, we are limited by the device parallel random read performance for small request size, but for large request size, we can do better. And now let's look at another interesting part is we issue some range query for a sequential load database. That means for LevelDB and for WhiskyTree, their data are both sequential. Then we read both sequential from them. In this case, for small request size, we also can match the LevelDB performance because we will not do a random read again. And for the large request size, because LevelDB, the leverage of Nmap, that's not efficient for large request size. And also, when you have large request size, you have to open many files. And every file that have metadata have extra overhead. So when the request size is being bigger, LevelDB have worse performance than WhiskyTree. So basically, like, sorting database can help WhiskyTree's range query performance. So now I will briefly describe some optimization based on this structure. Originally, we have only stored value in the log file. But when you want to do some garbage connection, you want to know which key and value map to a value size. So basically, we change the original size to store both the key and the value in the log file. In this case, when the garbage connection starts, they can just read the log file. They can know which one is valid or not. And the original SMT, they have a log file, right? They have a log file to, in case of crash consistency. But because we already store key and value in the log file, so that can redundancy can be used for recovery. So we don't need original SMT log. Okay, so LevelDB, so WhiskyTree is implemented based on LevelDB, and we maintain a separate value log file, and we modify the IO paths to do read and write. Actually, we leverage a lot of our existing LevelDB code because we only need to change its data layout and IO paths. And we maintain a background thread pool for these parallel range queries. And we also leverage some interesting file system support, like we use app advice to pre-declare access pattern for garbage collection, so it's always sequential read, sequential write. We also use the whole punching feature to free the space during the garbage collections. So now let's very briefly describe a simple evaluation for YCSB benchmarks. So in this case, we have a load phase, and we have 6 workload, and different workload have a different ratio of read and write. And here we compare 4 parts, LevelDB and RocksDB. RocksDB is from Facebook, it's optimized version of LevelDB for modern hardware. And we have WhiskyTree GC, basically we're running GC always in the background. And finally, WhiskyTree, we didn't run GC during runtime. So here we can see that for the load phase, actually it's very similar to what we run in the micro benchmark in the random loads. So we can get a very high improvement over LevelDB and RocksDB. And for the workload C, for example, it's a random lookup. We also can match our original micro benchmark. And here, the interesting part is for the workload E, actually, it's a range query, right? And here, we actually perform better than LevelDB. The reason is, in this case, the range query are small range queries. They seek to a place. Range query are 100 key value pairs. They seek to another place. And this is very similar to random lookup. So we can do better than LevelDB. So conclude, WhiskyTree is a SMT-based key value store. The main idea is decouple the sorting and garbage connection by separating keys and values. And we also have many SSD conscious design for data layout and range queries. And we can show that it has significant performance gains. There are a lot of building in the storage system in the last decade. But most of this intelligence are for hard drives, right? So now is an interesting time we are slowly transition from hard drive to SSDs. So the question is, how can we leverage existing software or previous software? We can get some of the parts is working well, and we also adapt them for new hardware to fully utilize the resource. And in this talk, I just show a very simple example. How can we adapt original SMT, make them work faster on modern device SSDs? Thank you. I'm happy to take questions.
Very good. John Groves from Micron. I understand how compactions that don't move values around would help with write amp, but it's not obvious to me why load time was better than Roxen level. Can you talk about that for a second?
You mean why the random load performed on WISC is better than level DB?
Yeah, why do you load up a key value store faster than level?
Like I said before, because for the value, we just sequential append to a large file so that you can always sequential write. And then we put the value adjacent key, that's small equivalent pair to the SM trees. Okay. Right? So that means our SM tree will not have a large amount of compaction traffic. But in original level DB, every key equivalent pair is large, right? Then that means you insert key equivalent pair into the SM tree. Then compactions will have a lot of work to do in the background.
Right, so compaction I get, but at load time, you have to write out all the values and a tree to search for the keys.
Oh, okay, so
and that's faster too.
Yeah, so the original LevelDB, because the compaction thread cannot catch up, so sometimes they have blocking store the foreground workload.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's why you do not want a intensive compaction thread in the background. Yeah, sure. Okay.
Yes, I'm Ty with Seagate. I have a question. Okay, so far you have talked about just for the put performance. Okay, when you have the delete, mix in the input. Okay, how do you clean up your lock? Okay, for the value, because there will be a lot of hole. Okay, in the value for the lock. So say you have delete. Okay, and your value lock. That you have the value inside there, how do you clean it up? Okay.
So basically, like here, I missed talk about how we do garbage connection. So once you delete a key, so the key will not exist in the SM tree, right? And then we have a background garbage connection thread. Basically, sequential read a bunch of key equivalent pair in the memory, load in the memory. For each key equivalent pair, we search whether that in the SM tree. If they're not there, then we know that this is invalid, so we'll remove that.
But do you have to recover the space, right, for inside the lock? Okay?
Yeah, that's what we were saying. We use a hole punching. Once you read a bunch of key equivalent pairs from the tail of the lock in the memory, we write the valid one in the head of the lock, and we free the space. We just read. So we can reclaim space in the lock file.
When you garbage collect the tail of your log, are you essentially going to reinsert all the live values back into the LSM tree?
Yes.
So that causes some...
Yes, you're right. Okay. But here, the good thing is because we decouple the sorting of the SM tree and the garbage connection, you can do this as much appropriate time, right? You don't need to affect the foreground workload. Yeah.
Here's Feng Gang from University of Minnesota and Network. My question is, LevelDB requires, and your WISC-key requires a file system on the drive. So which file system is in your evaluation?
You mean when I run on hard drive?
Yes, on the hard drive. Which file system are you formatting?
So actually, I haven't tested on the hard drive because the original motivation for this, we want to utilize SSDs, fast random read. So that's why we want to separate them. But I guess it's for insertion workload. We also can be faster than on hard drives. We are running on EC4.
Yes, that's my question. Yeah. And do you modify any code of the EC4?
No.
Yes. So, there's a possibility to have some SSD optimized file system or even strip off the file system to have a. That's my comment.
Yes.
Have you considered any of that?
No, we haven't run, but that's an interesting suggestion, like how if you run both level DB and WSKI on some SSD optimized file system like F2FS, probably like, yeah. But we haven't run yet.
Hi. Okay, short. Hi, I'm Rick Spillane from VMware. So I just had a quick question about the point at which it's no longer profitable to separate the key and the value. So if one were to actually use this in practice, would you recommend, how large should the value be before you would recommend using this as opposed to a traditional OSI
tree?
Okay,
great. So actually the first is like the benefit of WSKI actually depends on the ratio between the value size and the key size. The bigger, the better, because you'd only need to move a small part of the workload. But you also want to have a fair large request size, then you can have, if you random read, you won't read a bigger data, you don't want to read one byte, right? In that case, your throughput will be limited by the device. So in our evaluation, it seems that as long as the request value size is around 1 KB or bigger than 1 KB, we can get much better performance.
Thank you.
Yeah.